Beforehand, the hypnosis induction profile, Spiegel and Spiegel 1978, was administered to subjects to test for suggestibility. 2/3 of the subjects reported a sensed presence under the influence of the magnetic fields, but 33% of the control, sham field group reported a sensed presence too. In other words, Persinger found that twice as many subjects reported a sensed presence under the influence of the magnetic field as those who reported one without a magnetic field. About half of these subjects stated that they felt someone else in the chamber. Another approximate half of the group described a sentient being who moved when they tried to focus attention upon the presence. About 1/3 of the subjects attributed the presence to a deceased member of the family or to some cultural equivalent of a spirit guide. In the study, those who had received more stimulation over the right hemisphere or both hemispheres reported more unusual phenomena than those who had received more stimulation over the left hemisphere. Persinger concluded two things: that the experience of a sensed presence can be manipulated by experiment, and that such an experience may be the fundamental source for phenomena attributed to visitations by gods, spirits, and other ephemeral phenomena. The first conclusion is a research result that should be able to be replicated if it is valid. The second is, of course, an opinion. So that was Persinger's actual finding as published in the 2002 study in Journal of Nervous and Mental Disorders. How the popular science media dealt with his finding is quite another story. The popular science media of our culture have, as we have seen, accepted a role as promoters of materialist ideas about religion. Were they prepared to be appropriately critical of the ideas they chose to promote? It may seem sacrilegious and presumptuous to reduce God to a few ornery synapses, but modern neuroscience isn't shy about defining our most sacred notions, love, joy, altruism, pity, as nothing more than static from our impressively large cerebrums. Persinger goes one step further. His work practically constitutes a grand unified theory of the otherworldly. He believes cerebral fritzing is responsible for almost anything one might describe as paranormal. Aliens, heavenly apparitions, past life sensations, near-death experiences, awareness of the soul, you name it.